going as fast over these hills, and not to say everyone is doing that. And clearly, this monster truck rally, which occurred like at the top of this street, happened the weekend before the Planning and Zoning Commission. So I think it got everybody riled up because people were like racing down Jones Road. I wasn't there to witness it, but that's not me. That's not what I'm doing. This is, to me, this is the ideal NR1.
Scott, how wide is that road?
Siler.
Mm-hmm, please, I'm sorry.
Devin, do you know?
Siler. Or Jones?
Siler.
Around 16 or 18.
Is there, there's no center stripe down it, is there?
No.
It's just a public road.
That measures 17.35.
I'm sorry, what?
17.35 on the little measure tool.
And so public road, not a county maintained road.
And these aren't always right, but I guess a 40-foot right of way.
It's county maintained.
Okay.
They'll come burn the grass in the sides.
So if it's 17 or 18 foot, then it was taken in before road standards. Is that the way it is?
Yeah, it's been in ever since I've been here.
It's 94. It's old, is it?
Yep.
Just teasing.
There was one objection that came with the Planning and Zoning Commission that I didn't address. It was around, well, you're going to get the zoning, and then you're going to just go put in a condo association or something. You know, you're going to build a plant, and I think you can see my current house. I mean, this is kind of what I'm up to. I mean, these are not little cabins I'm putting on. These are big. So the second one's going here. I'm actually not going to clear as much in the second one because there's some really huge pine trees right there. I'm going to build right below and put on the side of this hill like a little bow kind of waterfall thing. Over here, again, I'm debating here and here versus here and then up around. There's some level ground right there. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is, these are big, expansive, multifamily, five bedrooms, not the big 10 bedrooms. But the second thing, if you guys want to put conditions on my zoning and that makes the neighborhood happy, I'm all for that. If you want to say, look, you can do two houses there, NR1, and that lets the people on the street sleep easier at night, I'm all for that.
Yeah, is there anyone here want to come up and speak in remonstrance of this petition? Could you speak your name and your address for the record, please?
Yeah, Denna Daniels. I own 776 Siler Road, Ridgedale, Missouri. And I also own part of 737 Siler Road as well.
Right here. They're side by side.
Yeah, they are side by side.
Yeah, right, side by side.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Like I say, we own the property at the end of the road. That is a dead-end road. There is no place to turn around. The only place to turn around is either in our driveway or behind our garage. The road is very narrow. Have owned that property for almost 40 years. It is not wide enough. There's no center line. There's no way if you meet a large vehicle. I mean, we have other property. We have trucks and trailers. And somebody has to pull over. because you're not going to pass them, and a lot of the times the road is too narrow. You'll just have to, somebody has to stop so the other one can go around. We are concerned with the added traffic. Like I say, it's a community. We're a small-knit community. We're all good neighbors. We help each other out. We watch out for each other. I understand. I know who was living at the property that he purchased. We knew the family personally very well. It was sad. And I know the story you were told about the pines, but they didn't plant the pines. They came up on their own. They've been there for years, and they are beautiful trees, and I agree with that. But I just don't think rental property is compatible for the area that we, the road that we live on. It's very concerning. I also own a farm. I have cattle. I do understand, sir. I live on Jones Road, not just right off of Jones Road. I do hear the guns, but I've grown up with guns. That's not a concern of mine. I have cattle. I have property that joins with Branson Cedars. I can tell you my concerns there. We have guests that I have caught trespassing on my property numerous times. This is no different. I can see people that's like, oh, we're out for a drive and pull up, you know, get out and sightsee. I get it. I mean, I've went on vacations. There's things I want to see too. But my concern is we don't need the added traffic.
I'm just a little confused. You tell me it's a county road, and you say there's no turnaround?
No, it just dead ends at our property.
We turned around at the garage.
Yes, that property is ours, but you have to pull up in there to turn around.
Is that something you guys just agreed to however many years ago?
Yes. Right.
Okay. Apparently so. I mean, nowadays, we require it.
But no.
You have to have a hammerhead.
But I can tell you my family... mother-in-law lived there for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. So.
On the gunfire, like you said, you're used to it. Is it?
It doesn't bother us. I mean, we've lived there for 40 years, and we know there has to be progress. We understand that, but we're also hunters ourselves. So, you know, when we shoot guns, we have a place where we go and shoot ourselves. We have berms set up that we shoot into ourselves. So it's just part of it. And the property that we do own backs up to Branson, another property that where our home is at is backs up to Branson Cedars. And I know what he's talking about with the truck show. And where my house is at there, when they had their party, I mean, the windows in my house were vibrating. I get it. I didn't complain. I just know it's for a weekend and you go on. I just don't want the added. I don't want more added to what we're dealing with now.
When you say you didn't complain, if you were to complain, who would you complain to? Planning and zoning or?
I would have just called the sheriff's department and asked him to turn the music down is all I would have done.
Because the statement was made earlier that you asked Mr. Starrett if there's been any complaints, and he said no. I know the sheriff's department's received multiple complaints.
Yes.
So I just wanted that to be.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. I would have just called the sheriff's department.
I believe there was one on your property as well. I believe there was some.
Sir.
Okay.
Scott, if there's a nightly rental in the sheriff's department, I just got this from past meetings. If there's been a complaint on nightly rental in the sheriff's department, aren't you notified?
I have not been.
You've not been
but
notified.
But we can make arrangements with the sheriff's department to notify us. But I haven't to this point.
And there notified. Has to be a number posted on that to where they can call at any time. There has to be a number
on their posting, you'll have the sheriff's department, emergency numbers, planning department, and the main one is your representative. That's
But I think
if they call the representative to.
That's inside the home, isn't it?
And the outside.
And the outside.
Yeah, yeah. Inside, within 5 feet of the front door, inside and out.
Yeah.
So if there's a complaint by some by an outside party, they're not going to go up to the front door and look for the phone number of who they're. That would be for the people staying there to be able to reach out if they need something, not vice versa.
Well, the ones that I've gotten complaints on is it was, you know, the number on the outside, and the neighbors would call that person and
well, they did.
They let you know. But it was more of a neighborhood. You know, I was thinking if the gunfire, I mean, knowing Johnny Morris and his love for nature and everything, if the gunfire was a problem to the neighbors, I'd be surprised. And if he was aware of it, that he wouldn't make an effort to take care of that, to do the least he could. To.
I agree, because a few years ago when they did their fishing tournament from my house, it was like I opened my front door at 5:30 a.m. and I could tell you every man's name, how much every fish weighed. That was complained about, and the next year it did not happen.
Yeah,
I don't think they've had the championship tournament thing there since then, have they?
So
that's been my experience. Whenever I've had a
I agree, and like I say, the gunfire to us, we've grown up there, we've hunted deer there.
Well, he lives in the area. I mean, I'm not going to say where over the record, but he does live in the area. So.
Probably not in the area where he's going to hear the gunfire, but no. Of course, sound travels different depending on how the terrain.
It does.
But I just make the statement that if it is a problem with any of the neighbors, I think if they would contact
him.
He's always been.
He's been very accommodating.
Yeah. The traffic would be a concern for me. They shouldn't go on down to your. I don't know the distance.
Well, and
there.
I know that there's several spots that it's very hard to see around. So I mean, if you don't take your time, you could easily have an accident.
Scott, in my packet, I've just got the order. I don't have any. The packet that the applicant was referring to, I don't have. So is that just presented to the plan zoning?
I didn't have a packet. Like, I didn't know if somebody else had one.
That's what I was asking.
I didn't have one.
Okay. We got this email that you gave us this morning. We received it as well. Is there any other phone calls, emails, or anything else that you're aware of, either for or against?
Here's the you can look at and pass.
He also has something to say.
Oh,
come on up.
I'm Ricky Daniels. Dina is my sister.
Okay.
My parents bought the property at 737 Siler Road in 1966. One-lane dirt road. We didn't have the gunfire. We didn't have all the stuff that the developments have brought into the area. The Jones Road traffic with the speed that people drive is not a once-a-year deal. It's continuous. Since nightly rentals have been in that area, out-of-state plates that have put me onto the shoulder of the road have went up big time. People get off 65 highway running 65, 70 mile an hour, hit 86. They want to get there. Jones Road becomes the next 65 highway. Siler Road, it's chip and seal, and they drive it. They want to get further going.
Siler Road is chip and seal.
Yes. It is not a wide road. numerous times on the